everybody. It's now 8:49 our time at KQWC on this Friday, this Tuesday morning, and we had another great city council meeting last night. John Herrenstein, our city manager, joins us live. We had some, I think, hopefully done with our phone issues before this morning. John, good morning to you.
Well, it's nice to always run out to the station and see you,
yeah,
Pat.
Well, it's good to see
you. So thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. You're welcome here any old time. You know that.
You bet.
Well, we had some wind around Webster City last night, from what you're telling.
Yeah, you know, we
me.
Had some storms. I think the power was flickering a couple times, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe power's been restored. And on the way to drop the kids off at school this morning, saw some tree branches down. So the crews will be out and about. If folks can get those towards the boulevard, we'll be able to help them get them down to the tree dump.
Very good. And they'll do a marvelous job.
The tree folk. But it's nice to have the rain, right?
Right. Nearly 2 inches.
Oh, wow.
1.97 inches.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good.
In Webster City. So yeah. Maybe some more later on.
Yeah.
Well, we had a city council meeting last night, John. So kind of fill us in on some of the highlights last night.
Yeah, sure. So had a couple proclamations, one for Poppy Days and one for Memorial Day. Would encourage folks to go to those Memorial Day ceremonies that will be held out at the ceremony. And there's some others actually out and around the county.
Mm-hmm.
But it had some representation from the Legion and other groups there. Also, the Mayor and City Council announced the days for citywide cleanup, June 13th. That's a Friday from 12 to 4. And then June 14th from 8 to noon. It's been a popular program, and look forward to seeing folks participate in that. After that, Pat, what did we do? We ended up, we're going to be doing some, water main repairs, with water valves and, some manholes. They awarded a contract to do that. So folks will see that work being done this summer. We also adopted the employee pay plan and the benefit plan, which is sort of just a continuation of what's been done the last couple years. State required that we do that every year. Mm-hmm. Did the second and third reading, I believe, for the vacant building ordinance.
I know this coming Friday, Ariel Bertrand will join me and one of the police folk talking more about this ordinance. I believe there's some 57 properties here in Webster City, John, that have some problems there.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've identified at least 57 vacant buildings. We are going through the process of acquiring those, and we'll be reviewing them for either demolition or perhaps rehabilitation for single-family homes. But most of them that we're getting right now are in the condition that they'll probably have to be demolished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And these are homes, can you get kind of a guesstimate about how long these buildings are, how old they must be, or...
Well, some of them are old. Some of them are not as old as you might expect. You know, just an unfortunate circumstance in some of these instances where either property owners have just walked away from it, or, you know, family members may not have prepared, you know, estate documents before they passed, and the property's just sort of in what I would call limbo. But, you know, certainly as they become unkempt or placing a drag on the neighborhoods, and other property owners are requesting that those get resolved.
And this is not only a Webster City problem, John, as you have your cell phone.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. But this is also a problem in some other towns, not only Webster City, but across the state, I believe.
Oh, certainly across the state. It's been a priority of the Iowa Economic Development Agency to really have communities take some steps to clean these up. But I mean, even in our own county, I know we're not the only community that suffers from some of these vacant or abandoned buildings. And, you know, it's our goal to continue to strengthen the property value of folks who are in their homes and maintaining it. And, you know, part of that is ensuring that these properties are resolved. The other problem we have, and folks are aware of this, is, you know, some of these homes that become become vacant have vagrants that mm-hmm. end up squatting there. And the activity that goes on in that, in that circumstance is not anything that the residents of Webster City want. So we're pushing hard to try to get that cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with John Herrenstein, our city manager in Webster City, on what's happening here in the Webster City community. But what else was covered last night?
Well, let me jump to the agenda here.
Mm-hmm.
We did support a couple of workforce housing tax credit applications that different groups are applying for. Those are tax credits that they get for workforce housing. One is downtown. There's a potential remodel of a couple apartments. And then the other one is for the Cading development, the 218 units on the west side of town. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to them possibly breaking ground this fall. If they don't break ground this fall, they will break ground next spring.
Mm-hmm. And that's located not far from Windsor Manor for those putting two and two together on the location for this new apartment complex in Webster City.
You know, the other thing we covered last night was the city did enter into a contract for deed with the trustees from the Kendall Young Library for approximately 32 acres that's located what I call Buxton Road, but I think that might either be 210th or 215th Street in the county. That would be familiar to residents as the site of the old city dump. There's also a TP burner there out in the 60s or 70s. As residents know, managing the tree pile down at the public works yard has been difficult. The city's considered all types of solutions, including purchasing an incinerator that was just deemed to be too costly. And so we found a different location where we'll be stockpiling the logs, and then we'll be planning to burn them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully that goes back to my childhood days right there.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that.
Yeah. We did also accept the splash pad and make the final payout for that, so families can enjoy that this summer. And then, we're going to be extending a water line out by Mary Ann's. As folks might know, they're embarking on a pretty sizable expansion, I think 30 to 40,000 square foot. The area that Custom meets and Mary Ann's is in the city has really not had a looped system, and so we're going to be adding a loop system to the water main there.
Very good. That's right here on the east end of Webster City, not too far from the KQLDC. That's Mary Ann Specialty Foods. And they're looking at next year there, John, to do that work?
I think it'll begin this year, but it won't be completed until next year.
That's what I mean.
You know, part of the problem is we do have to go under the railroad, and they can be slow to deal with sometimes.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure more information will be forthcoming from the Mary Ann Specialty Foods people.
I think that's an exciting expansion from a local business. They were able to work with the Hamilton County Growth Partnership and through our connections with the Ames Regional Alliance to get some tax credit and funding for that expansion. So it was exciting.
Matter of fact, I saw Audie Maxey on the scene there last night.
Yep, so it's nice to have him on board and helping businesses out.
For sure.
You know, another thing that's going on in town, people might notice there's barricades in front of another building.
Yes!
Yeah.
What is that, John?
Well, you know, I say it's just another example of sort of the issues that we're dealing with down on 2nd Street. The property is right now occupied by the McNeil business, which does electrical and plumbing.
Right.
They were doing some improvements to the building in the upper stories, and the facade started to lean precariously towards the street. So, we had a structural engineer come in to take a look and see what's going on, and we're going to be working with Chris to see what can be done with that building.
Yeah, because I had a feeling it was probably some brick that was falling like we had near the Colders building, not too far off.
Well, I'm more concerned that the whole facade might succumb. I'd caution people when they're in that area of getting too close to it for the time being. Right now, we haven't braced the building, but it might need that in the future. That being said, you know, this is just one example of several we've got down there. So we've got this building now, Hubbard Building, the Lotus Building that we're working with after the siding blew off. We still have a vacancy in the 608 that Lyft took on and has really cleared out nicely. It'd be a nice place for somebody to go and finish out. And then there's a couple other ones that we're working through the court system on structural issues. So we have what I will call a significant issue in the 2nd Street corridor that will require a significant amount of funding. I would encourage folks to contact me on their opinions of what to do in the downtown area. We need to get our arms around this particular issue, not just for the most recent building that's sort of had problems, but sort of a larger idea of what we want to do down there.
Mm-hmm. So that's something down in the future. So yeah. That kind of puts a wrap on what you had. Anything else that did we miss last night?
Well, there's just a host of things going on in the community right now. Everything from activities at Fuller Hall. If you've got youth that want to be involved in baseball, I'd encourage them to sign up. There will be a golf program started in July of this year. Pool's firing up, getting ready for opening. They've been painting it and getting it ready. Junk Fest is coming up, of course, and then the citywide garage sale and the citywide cleanup. So lots of things going on. And then, of course, after Junk Fest, we'll kick off market nights, and that's always very popular.
And that's every Thursday starting Thursday the 29th. Yep. And there'll be only two times. They'll miss it because of the 4th of July weekend. Yes. And also during the Hamilton County Fair.
Oh, well, I cannot come on and not mention and the Hamilton County Fair. How exciting is it when that's in full swing?
So. Yeah, big parade. And
yeah.
All the entertainment and such there, John.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a good time. And lots of different food vendors and competitions for the kids to participate in.
So, got that coming up. Webster Theater having their big opening coming up on Friday evening. So, that's big news downtown after what happened 18 months ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's nice to see that movie theater project has been completed. I know that's been a big gap in the experience for folks, and it's really exciting to see that grand opening coming up.
Mm-hmm. So what's coming up at the next city council meeting in 2 weeks?
Anyway? Man, I wish I knew, but I'll tell you what, they fill up pretty quick. So mm-hmm. I don't really have any big items on my mind that are going to be on there, but I'm sure there'll be something.
I know in June, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, and that is that the new police chief for Webster City should be announced, I believe, in June.
Yes, that will be coming up. I think in the next couple weeks, we should have an announcement there.
Okay. Very good. Anything else for the good of the cause there?
No, always good to come out, Pat. Thanks for what you do. And,
well, thank you.
We'll keep going.
All right, sounds good. John Herrensen, my guest on KKWC this Tuesday morning. John, thanks for joining us.
You betcha.
All right.